Welcome to the Trucking Market Update on the State of Freight podcast brought to you by FTR, where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. The Trucking Market Update is hosted by FTR's Vice President of Trucking, Avery Weiss. As Avery presents the information in the podcast, you can follow along and review the graphs and indicators by downloading the PDF or PowerPoint of the presentation from our podcast landing page. A link to the PDF and PowerPoint is available now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find past episodes and downloads for the Trucking Market Update, as well as the weekly Rail Market Update with Todd Tronowski and much more. That link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast.
Welcome to FTR's weekly Trucking Market Update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 159 for the week of April 25th, 2022. Before we start, a reminder that you can download a PDF with graphics related to this discussion at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. Before we get into the data, I wanted to mention a piece of legislation that was introduced in Congress recently. It may very well be the shortest bill I have ever read. H.R. 7515, which was introduced April 14th by Representative Andy Levin, a Michigan Democrat, along with a number of Democratic co-sponsors, contains just two sentences. And the first of those sentences is just the title of the bill, which is, quote, Guaranteeing Overtime for Truckers Act, end quote. The second sentence basically eliminates the longstanding exemption that allows employers to avoid paying overtime to truck drivers who are subject to DOT hours of service regulations. I could see this bill passing in the House of Representatives, but it's hardly a slam dunk given how close the margins are for the Democratic majority. But its chances of getting through the Senate as a standalone piece of legislation, at least, are basically nil. But it is something that could sneak in as part of a larger package of legislation, so it's certainly something we'll be watching closely as well as the entire trucking industry. Okay, let's start the discussion of data this week with FTR's Trucking Conditions Index for February. Given the surge in diesel prices in March, some of the recent cooling we have seen with rates, February quite possibly could be the final month in the current market where the index is in double digits. The TCI strengthened marginally in February despite a sizable increase in fuel costs as freight rates were strong and freight demand improved. The index rose to 12.06 from 11.46 in January. The base of zero in the index basically stands for neutral conditions, so a double-digit reading is quite strong. The record surge in diesel prices during March will certainly send the TCI measure into negative territory for the first time since May of 2020, once that data is finalized, and we'll certainly talk about that in a few weeks. We do expect the index to recover to positive territory in April and beyond, but signals of a less robust rate environment could temper even that outlook. Okay, let's talk about diesel and crude prices. The national average price of on-highway diesel rose 5.9 cents to $5.16 a gallon during the week ended April 25th. Diesel prices are proving quite sticky and are 9 cents below the record that was set in mid-March, after, as you might recall, a two-week surge of about $1.15. Meanwhile, until April 25th at least, crude had closed above $100 a barrel and, in fact, traded within the range of $100 and $110 a barrel since April 12th. What happened on April 25th was that it did close below $100 a barrel, But West Texas Intermediate had been steadily closing higher through April 18th when it closed at $108.21. Prices have continued to ease since then. One factor apparently is that there are concerns over how pandemic-related lockdowns in Beijing will cut into global petroleum demand. The latest being discussions of something like that in Beijing to match what was happening in Shanghai. Meanwhile, one discouraging trend for diesel prices is the steady decline in the inventories of ultra-low sulfur distillate, which is the base stock for on-highway diesel. In the latest week, distillate stocks fell to their lowest level since late 2014. Okay, let's talk about the spot market for truck freight for the week ended April 22nd. That's week 16 of the year. The steady cooling of spot rates in the van markets continued. While flatbed eked out a tiny increase in spot rates that was enough to set a record in the truckstop.com system during the week, dry van and refrigerated spot rates fell. Those rates have declined mostly steadily since hitting record levels at the end of 2021. However, total spot rates have held close to the record, in fact, about 10 cents below the record, and that's owing principally to flatbed strength and to some extent the floor on rates that's imposed by higher diesel prices. Total spot rates declined nearly 2 cents. The broker posted total rate is about 7% ahead of the same week last year. But FTR estimates that excluding an imputed fuel surcharge, which generally isn't paid in spot transactions, but is useful to track as a measure of what the true rate dynamics are, rates would be down nearly 5% year over year rather than being up 7%. The rate excluding fuel is about 34 cents below the record as opposed to the 10 cents that I mentioned earlier for the all-in rate. Let's look more closely at rates by segment. Spot rates in dry van fell nearly 7 cents. Rates are down nearly 63 cents from the record level posted at the end of last year. Dry van rates were 1.6% lower than the same 2021 week, but about 17% lower if we exclude the imputed fuel surcharge. Refrigerated spot rates fell nearly 13 cents, and that's the largest drop since January. Those rates are down about $1.20 since hitting a record at the end of 2021. Rates were about 4% below the same 2021 week, but down nearly 18% excluding a fuel surcharge. As I noted earlier, flatbed spot rates were a record, edging up a half a cent to just barely exceed the prior record posted 2 weeks earlier. Flatbed rates were about 12% higher than the same 2021 week, and they are, excluding a fuel surcharge, still higher year over year, but only by 1%. Okay, let's talk volume. Total load postings rose 8%. Volume was nearly 24% below the same week last year, but it's still running about 83% above the five-year average for that week. Load availability was higher in all regions except for the Northeast, but even there, volume was down only by about 1%. So let's look at volume by segment. Dry van load postings increased more than 7%. Volume was about 11% below the level posted in the same week last year, but 87% above the five-year average for the week. Refrigerated load postings fell 6.7%. Volume was about 12% lower than the same 2021 week, but nearly double the five-year average for the week. And flatbed load postings rose 12% after falling for five straight weeks. Volume is about 30% below the same 2021 week, but about 82% above the five-year average. Let's move on to talk about other weekly metrics. Initial claims for unemployment benefits changed little, declining by 2,000, seasonally adjusted, in the latest week to 184,000. First-time claims remain extraordinarily low, as the average for 2019 was 218,000. Continued claims for benefits fell by 58,000 to 1.417 million. That is the lowest level of insured benefits since February 1970. Let's wrap up the weekly data with a discussion of mortgage rates. The rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage rose by a little over a tenth of a point to 5.11%. During the latest week, according to Freddie Mac, mortgage rates, which have risen for 7 straight weeks, are now the highest since April 2010. Freddie Mac noted that spring typically is the busiest season for home buying, but that the surge in mortgage rates has caused some volatility in demand. Now, we don't have too many monthly indicators this week, and they're mostly about housing. Since we were just talking about mortgage rates, let's move on and talk about home sales. Sales of existing single-family homes declined 2.7% in March after an 8.3% drop in February. The National Association of Realtors noted that the housing market is beginning to feel the impact of sharply rising mortgage rates and the broader effects of inflation on consumers' buying power. The association's data reflects closings of home sales, so the effects of sharply higher mortgage rates have only relatively recently begun to show up in sales of existing homes. Census Bureau data on sales of new homes, which will be released later this week, are based on sales contracts and therefore likely will reflect more quickly the effects of higher mortgage rates on buying. Even as financing costs chip away at affordability, home prices continued to rise. The median price of an existing single-family home on the market in the U.S. rose to $382,000, which is the highest on record. Okay, let's talk about the output side of housing, in other words, residential construction. Housing starts ticked up 0.3% in March, but the annualized rate of construction was the strongest since June of 2006. Starts were nearly 13% higher than February 2020, seasonally adjusted. Permits authorized for future housing construction also ticked up slightly, but not by enough to offset the prior month's decline. However, permits are much stronger than starts relative to pre-pandemic levels. Permits are nearly 27% above February 2020. Supply chain issues that are challenging other sectors also seem to be putting a crimp in residential construction. Completions of housing units continue to lag well behind housing starts. Completions dropped 4.5% in March and were 0.7% ahead of February 2020, seasonally adjusted. Now, due to the combination of strong housing starts and lagging completions, we have a situation where the number of housing units under construction is the highest since 1973. Okay, let's wrap up the brief update this week with data on inventories and on business formation. We already talked about retail inventories in absolute terms a few weeks ago, so let's look once again at inventories in the context of the ratio of inventories to sales. Those remain very low in retail and pretty low in wholesale as well. I refer you to the presentation deck accompanying this podcast for the charts that reflect that. Finally, new applications for businesses declined in the second straight month in March, falling nearly 1%, but they are still running about 38% above pre-pandemic levels. Applications for businesses that the Census Bureau deems to have a, quote, high propensity, end quote, to become employer firms also fell about 1%, but they're about 20% above February 2020 levels, seasonally adjusted. Within transportation and warehousing, which is the closest we can get to trucking, applications for new businesses fell 3.7% and were down for the fifth straight month. However, March applications were still 68% ahead of February 2020. High propensity applications fell 7%, but were nearly 33% ahead of pre-pandemic levels. Okay, let's recap the key takeaways for the week. Diesel prices rose nearly 6 cents in the latest week. Crude prices remain close to $100 a barrel. Inventories of ultra-low sulfur distillate are the lowest since December of 2014. Dry-van and refrigerated rates continued their steady cooling as flatbed eked out a record. Continued jobless claims were the lowest in 52 years. Mortgage rates were the highest in 12 years. Sales of existing homes declined nearly 3%. Prices of existing homes on the market hit a record. Housing starts were the highest since June of 2006. Housing units under construction are the highest in nearly 50 years. The ratio of sales or inventories to sales in the supply chain changed little in February. And applications for new businesses are starting to ease but remain very high. Next week, we'll talk about new orders for durable manufactured goods, sales of new homes, personal income and spending, the ISM Manufacturing Index, and the number of new trucking companies authorized in April. Plus, we'll, of course, discuss spot market metrics and diesel prices as usual. That's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update, episode 159 for the week of April 25th, 2022. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we hope you will join us next week.
That's it for this week's Trucking Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. You can find more publicly available State of Freight content and download the PDF and PowerPoint of today's presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and rail car. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call us at 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.